me, don't you understand? Oh, my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very
all right. Well, welcome to Stop the Presses. This is Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson again. And it is September the 23rd, and that is 2022. First, I'm going to do the good news. Well, no, I think I'm just going to mix the good news with the bad news. It's kind of harder to find the good news, in at least in the news. So I'm going to start. I'm on the Republic Broadcasting .org website, and I'm reading. It says here, GOP lawmaker obtains new documents that show Joe and Hunter Biden working to sell U.S. natural gas and drilling assets to China, has whistleblowers who will testify. Yeah, and I'm going to play a video that's attached with this. And what this is about is apparently they put together a scheme. The Bidens put together a scheme to sell or to somehow get drillers involved with the Chinese, where the Chinese would somehow have control over drilling and drilling rights on American soil, I guess. And they're talking to a representative, James Comer, or Comer, C-O-M-E-R. And this is on the John Solomon Show at Real America's Voice. And this whole article comes from, source of it is Gateway Pundit. And it's put on here by the RBN staff. And let me see the date of the article. That was yesterday. So anyway, this is pretty interesting. And, of course, it goes with my theme, the Ron Avery's theme, that the country is dissolved and the people have nothing to do with the operation of it. It's been taken over by mainly the banking interest. Once you have a banking monopoly, a central bank which issues the currency and charges interest rate for printing and dispersing money, and you borrow it into existence, and you have to pay that back with interest to those banks, those private banks. And they generally determine who gets the credit. See, they don't actually loan you anything. They don't actually, when you borrow some money, you don't borrow gold and silver. You borrow credit. They issue you credit. Well, so they don't ever relinquish anything. They never lose anything. They're always gaining. And they determine who gets the credit. They don't have to issue credit to everybody. So what happens is that eventually they control and own everything. Their buddies, their friends, a network of people they like have the same mindset. They end up owning and controlling everything. And so this is what's happened in America. They own and control most everything, the platforms, the communication platforms, even the utilities. And this is just another example. This is the gas utility. And these people are shoveling it off to whoever they want to have it, in this case, China. So essentially, the whole idea that's going on is the complete dismantling, the dissolution, the melting away of America into one big global mess, all controlled by a handful of the same kind of people. They have a mindset. It's actually an antichrist mindset. They don't acknowledge Christ or God or salvation or redemption Christ's ability to save mankind and the earth and the planet and everything. None of that is in there. It's simply them maintaining power. That's all they care about, is maintaining the power. They already control all the money. So what are they controlling? The only thing they want to control left is you, to the very nth degree, including making you into a robot, a human robot. So anyway, let's hear this video. And this guy pretty much lays it out, what they've found. And let me make a prediction. Even though they have this information and they even have two witnesses, there will be nothing done to any of the Bidens, because this is all part of the direction that the masters, the ones that have overthrown our government, dissolved it and run it unlawfully and illegally. This is what they are going to tolerate. The Bidens are well within the goals of the globalist, which is to break down America and absorb it into various other countries, so that even Americans don't own the soil that they're walking on, that it's owned by another country or a multiple of countries. So it's all just goes along with the no borders, the global idea. So here, let's listen to it. I'm going to play it right now. Here it comes.
The understanding is you have a cooperating witness, a whistleblower, and some new documents showing an effort by the entire Biden family to help China get its hands on drilling assets and natural gas assets from the United States. Tell us what you know.
Well, what we know is that Hunter Biden's company, Hudson West, was negotiating a deal with the Chinese energy company, GC, to not only purchase American natural gas, but also to try to start purchasing interest in American drillers for natural gas, so they could start to take control of the American natural gas industry through the drillers. Now think about this, John. The president has sold our strategic oil reserves to China. And now we find out that the president's son was working to try to get China's foot in the door on natural gas. Can you imagine if something happens and China owns all the drillers?
Let me interrupt there just for a second. Did you hear that, what he just said? That China already controls the strategic oil reserves of America. Now, how did that get past me? How did any of us miss that? And this also will back up my prediction that nothing will be done to these people for doing this with our natural gas either. Because hey, if he could get away with the strategic oil reserves of the United States, well, why would they feel any different about the gas drilling and the gas reserves? Anyway, let's continue.
And we run out of natural gas and potentially have a gas shortage, but we don't have any strategic reserve because it's all gone to China at the hands of the Biden family. But what's Unreal. Even worse is with this company, Hudson West, we also learned that Hunter Biden was communicating with the Chinese to have office space in Washington, D.C., and he needed four keys. He needed one for himself. He needed one for Jim Biden, the president's brother. And get this, he needed two more, one for Joe Biden and one for Jill Biden. So this is starting to prove that Joe Biden was involved directly with Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with our adversary, China.
Unreal. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, sir. So let me ask this a follow-up. Beyond the documents which you've done, I understand you might have one or more witnesses that are corroborating what went on and filling in the blanks in the documents. Is that true?
That's true. We have two whistleblowers, and I'm confident they're going to come forward in a Republican majority when I can conduct the hearings and I have the gavel for oversight to tell us in detail what their objectives were. And these people were associates of Hunter Biden. And the ultimate goal, and the Bidens knew this, was for China to start to take ownership in all the different parts of the natural gas industry in the United States. Maybe they don't own the wholesaler because that has to get FTC approval or whatever, but they actually take ownership in the drillers. This is an area where you could sneak and get your foot in the door. You could start taking ownership without anyone knowing. Now, you know how outraged people are that China bought some farmland in the Dakotas.
Right.
The American people should be outraged at a million times that rate, knowing that the Bidens tried to get China ownership in our natural gas industry. I mean, that is a national security crisis. And it's not just Hunter Biden. Everyone in America knows that Hunter Biden was influence peddling. They know that he's a shady business character. But what they don't know, unfortunately, is that not only did Joe Biden know exactly what Hunter Biden was doing, but Joe Biden was also directly involved in the companies that were profiting from China getting their foot in the door on our American energy industry.
Well, there you have it. And again, after hearing that, of course, what did he say there? He said these hearings would not be held unless they have a Republican majority. Now, he's predicting that they get a Republican majority, but there's nothing that says they will for sure. And another thing, is there no laws in the country that a foreign country can buy up large tracts of land in America and farm it and take their own farm products off of your land over to a foreign nation directly instead of buying these things from American farmers on American land? I mean, see, nothing about this really makes sense. And why would this have to be a problem that's worked out with the different parties being elected? This is really not even a legislative problem. What is a problem is there ought to be a law that you cannot sell American land to China, to the Chinese or some foreign country or a company of a foreign country. You can't do that. There should be a law right there. I mean, there should have been there shouldn't be a hearing, a congressional hearing. There ought to be a trial. There ought to be a trial and a execution of a prosecution. I mean, this is again government 101. Just again showing that people in government don't know spit about government. They don't know what its purpose is. They don't know the limitations of its authority, and they don't know the extent of its authority. They just flat don't know anything about government. The people that are elected don't know anything about government. They know about getting elected. That's the sole end of their thing is groups, how to manipulate groups and how to appease different people and groups and get elected. Getting elected has nothing to do with the functions of government. It just doesn't have anything to do with it. And these people, that's all they learn. They don't learn anything about government. Most of them are lawyers, and lawyers don't learn anything about government. They don't learn anything about the sole purpose of government and the philosophy of government. They learn about process, judicial processes. That's what mainly they're taught in law schools. It's how to process a claim. And then they learn the workings of a government, like what they do. And they learn what you have to do to pass a bill and those kind of things. But that's not really the functions of government. That's not really, that's the mechanics of it. They learn the mechanics of it, but they don't learn the philosophy of it, why it is, what its authority is, what's the purpose of government, what's the limitations of it, can it be dissolved from within? Can it even be dissolved without you knowing it? What is the result of a dissolved government? What do you do? Is there any authority left? These things, these kinds of questions are unknown to people that are elected. They wouldn't know if they were sitting in the seat of a lawful government or not, and they couldn't tell you why or why not at gunpoint. To save their life, they couldn't do it. Why? Simply because they don't know it. They hadn't studied it. They weren't required to learn it. You don't learn it in public school. And that's the sole purpose of public school, public education, is to teach the student how to defend their life, liberty, and property and possessions. And that has to do with government and the relationship of people to government, how they're created, what the limitations of it is, what the extent of it is, all of that, the lawful means of support, all those things. Most legislators, all they think about and all they actually think is that anything they pass is lawful. If they can pass it, it's lawful. Well, that's just an absurdity. You could pass an unlawful bill. You could have an unlawful law. And this is what happens many times. So this is just another example here of people grappling with something that shouldn't even be a legislative problem at all. The Bidens, if they were involved in getting foreign countries to buy into and control drillers, natural gas drillers in the United States, they should have simply been arrested and prosecuted, and anybody involved with it. Yeah, I mean, because the purpose of government is to protect the people of that government from other governments. But see, we're no longer doing that. It's all a matter of becoming one world. And they don't want America to be the people that have overthrown our government and dissolved it don't want America to be independent. They want it to be a crippled slave state along with the others. They want to destroy all the fundamental principles of property our nation was originally conceived upon. Now, not maybe perfectly built upon, because we had many problems we had to deal with and many influences that were corrupting us from the very beginning. But at least we had the doctrine, we had the general layout and direction, and it was 10 times better than anything in Europe or anywhere else in the world at the time. And now, unfortunately, most of that is gone. We've drifted back, we've fallen back, we've dissolved ourselves back into the sludge of the human condition worldwide. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
President Biden will decide about running for re-election after the midterms. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. When asked about his low poll numbers, Biden blamed COVID-19. He said that COVID had an impact on the psyche of the American people. Yeah, Joe, that's what hurt your poll numbers. It couldn't possibly be the increased crime rates or losing 20% of my retirement account because of your economy or fentanyl becoming the number one killer of adults under 45, huge increases in overdose deaths, millions of illegal illegal aliens being allowed to just walk into the country, my utility bills increasing by 30%, sending $70 billion of our tax money to Ukraine, or spending another $1 trillion on your Inflation Extension Act, or our grocery bills being up 13%, or the national debt hitting $30 trillion. I'm sure you're right. COVID is what people are thinking about when polled. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses, here with Ron Avery, filling in for Mark Anderson. And it is, again, September the 23rd, 2022. And here's a note of good news, though, that's on the RBN website. It says, a judge ends federal vaccine and mask mandates for Head Start school program. Well, I think that's pretty cool. They had been required last year by Mr. Fantastic, Joe Biden, Mr. Joe Biden. And again, I'm not being disrespectful. It's just that the office is dissolved right along with the nation, as clearly shown by alteration of the constitutional provisions without amendment. And let me give you my most favorite example. Open up your wallet or your purse, and you'll probably find some green paper stuff in there with numbers on it. And we buy things at the store with that. And it's made out of paper. And that's illegal and unlawful in the United States. paper cannot be used for currency in the United States. It's unconstitutional. It's unlawful. And people will tell you, well, no, there was laws passed. There was the currency laws were passed, the this and that, all these kind of laws and acts. But there was no, there were no amendments passed that allowed paper to be used for currency, for the payment of debts. I always like to, when I go to the store, I see sometimes these signs up that says how to tell if your money is counterfeit or not. Well, I like to, and they have a dollar bill, you know, and it'll point to something on the, and I say, ma'am, that doesn't determine whether or not it's counterfeit or not. What determines if it's counterfeit is if it's paper. If you can fold it and put it in your cash register and wrinkle it up, it's not money. It's counterfeit. Because under the U.S. Constitution, gold and silver coin is the only thing that can be used as lawful currency in every state of the union. So, well, then the next question is, if that's all it took to dissolve the union, and I guarantee you that's all it took, and the question is, well, if that didn't dissolve the union, just how many violations, how many alterations of the constitutional provisions by law without amendment would you need to dissolve the United States Constitution? 15? Or maybe it's 17? 20? 23? See, there's no end to that understanding. And that would mean it would have to be, the only way you can dissolve a nation would be that it's totally unrecognizable in any form or fashion. Well, that's an absurdity. I mean, that's stupid. The reality of it is a contract is broken, a social contract like that is broken when you alter any of those terms without amendment. That's a unilateral violation, and not violation only, because, you know, you can violate the terms of the Constitution all day long. And if as long as you don't change the provision by law without amendment, it's still there. It's still lawful, and you can prosecute those who have violated the terms of it. But see, altering is not violating. Altering is simply changing the law. It's actually altering it by law. But if you don't have the amendment which allows the alteration by law, you have dissolution. And once it's dissolved, the people in office cannot reauthorize themselves. They cannot reauthorize government. Why? They've lost their authority to do so, to do anything, to act on the behalf of the people. So anyway, I want to get into this mask thing after this, and so stay tuned.
Such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Yeah, from a little big horn to the Rio Grande, it seems we've seen the last lemonade stand. Well, all the flea markets and the paper routes, if you can't trade in bulk, you get muscled out. Hey, can we just slow down to the break of day? Hey,
yeah. All right. Well, that's a kind of laid-back tune. It's a laid-back Friday. I hope everybody's feeling good today. And welcome back to Stop the Presses. And this is Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson. And I wanted to get back to this story on republicbroadcasting.org website talking about a judge who ends the federal vaccine and mask mandates for the Head Start schools program. And I want to read some of this out of there, quotes from that. Quote, although vaccines arguably, and this is said by a judge, by the way, I'm quoting a judge out of there. Out of their opinion. It says, although vaccines arguably serve the public interest, the liberty interest of individuals mandated to take the COVID-19 vaccine outweigh any interest generated by the mandatory administration of vaccines, wrote Judge Terry Dofty of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. And you spell their last name D-O-U-G-H-T-Y. I don't know if I pronounced it right. Anyway, it goes on in the article, quote, Head Start is a federal program that pays for preschool for low-income families, last year the Biden administration issued a requirement that all teachers and staff involved in the program get a COVID-19 vaccine. The government also established a mask mandate for all children involved in the program who are older than 2. The mandate covers all indoor situations and outdoor situations in which social distancing cannot be maintained. And it goes on here to say in the article, such a policy is out of step with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommendations, which no longer prescribe general mask wearing. Most U.S. schools are now mask-free, aside from a few urban outliers. Some Washington, D.C. areas and colleges have remained stubbornly masked, for instance. And by requiring masks for Head Start participants, the federal government has effectively created a two-tiered early education system in which the economically disadvantaged children would be the only ones still wearing masks. Yeah, you can dig that, can't you? Only the less fortunate end up having to wear the mask and go through all that social distancing. Yeah, and that is outrageous. Well, I'm glad they lifted that. But why couldn't they have come up with this smart stuff long before now? You mean that these judges and these courts are just now figuring this out? 2 years after all this? Why wasn't this stuff stopped immediately? Did they have some kind of blinding flash of knowledge of an epiphany of some kind that suddenly the people have freedoms, liberty interest? It took 2 years for them to grok to the idea of liberty interest of individuals. I mean, my goodness, these people probably already had their shot. Where were these courts? Where are the judicial minded during all this? This is just shameful that they've come across this at this late date. How many people have gotten these shots through illegal, unlawful mandates, all the shutdowns and all of this, and finally we're getting a little savvy after we've already been put through all this? Yeah, and it's just it's mind-boggling. Here's an interesting story. I'm just kind of cruising around. Now we're going to start composting human beings. Yeah, this is on the website too. Well, let me go back and just say one other thing about this article on the child care, early child care thing. Is that was this was another story, and this was from Need to Know News. Need to Know News, put on here by the RBN staff. Okay, now we're jumping to composting human beings. This was put on today by the RBN staff, and this is another Need to Know News item from there. And this, they claim, a new California law will allow human remains to be used as compost beginning in 2027 as an alternative to cremation to fight climate change. Well, are they serious? I mean, my God, are these people so worried about climate change that the few people that are cremated, do they actually think that the few cremations that are done, most people I would think are actually buried? But if that's not true, even if they were cremating them all, do you actually think there's that much of that going on that's affecting the climate? I mean, what are these people thinking about? What moron keeps, what kind of, it's an antichrist society is what we've ended up with. Because they don't believe that, that God is able to maintain his creation. God created it, but he is incapable and unable and not smart enough and not wise enough not only to supply the needs of mankind, but to fumble around and not be able to sustain the earth he created. All these ideas are absolutely stupid beyond belief. These people are absolute morons. The cremation is not a threat to the global climate. Get off it. Okay. Unbelievable. Here's another story. This one, I'm going to put my spin on this one. And I'm still on the RBN website. And this is, I want to thank the RBN website staff for putting these articles on here, because they are good articles. I like reading them. I like going to them. And I want to also thank my good friend in Austin, Randall Mock, for forwarding tons of RBN material out to tons of people. I probably get 25 emails from Randall a day. And he sends them out to well over probably 250 people. And they all get these 25 or 30 emails. And most of them are forwarded RBN articles. So I want to thank him. I want to thank RBN for putting them up. And the other thing is, I want to encourage my listeners, at least, to go on the RBN website and buy my bumper stickers that advertise me and Mark Anderson. And go to the show schedule and click on Stop the Presses with Mark Anderson, and click on his show page, and it'll have a link on there where you can buy a bumper sticker for him. And then you can also buy a bumper sticker for me by going to the show schedule, clicking on Search for Lawful Government, and on there on that show page, there's a link to my bumper stickers, and they're really good looking, and they've got RBN on there, and it tells you to listen to our shows and the host. They're pretty slick looking. I think you'll like them. And anyway, that would help us a lot. And you know, it's amazing how many people see your car and your bumper sticker, and so. You're doing a lot of advertising by putting that on your car. Well, anyway, so I'm looking at this other article on here, RBN Need to Know, and it's what the media won't tell you about King Charles III. Okay. And it goes into what a sack of moral degeneracy this guy is. And the questionable characters he's involved with and been involved with, and the main thing I'm interested in here is it says that quote, Charles has regularly promoted the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum's globalist agenda under a cover of philanthropy and altruism. And how true that is. And that's the way they sell. That's the way even the World Economic Forum sells its material, is the fantastic philanthropy and altruism, selfless care for others. And the Great Reset includes the fourth industrial revolution of automation that aims to merge technology and humanity. And Charles has actually promoted this, and it has a quote from Charles III, the king now. It says, as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore we have a unique but rapidly shrinking opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path, unquote. Well, that is exactly language taken right out of COVID-19, The Great Reset, written by Klaus Schwab and Terry Malloray. That's their agenda. That's the very words they use, and they're just full of it. Here's another thing they won't tell you, that monarchy is an unlawful form of government. That's what America, you know, why America would even be concerned with the moral character of a king. That's like going to church and praising the abject whorehouse that live this next to you, praising the whorehouse. I mean, come on, folks. Who is thinking that a king has to be anything but a sludge pit? I mean, it is a monarchy. Now, maybe a lot of it is just for looks now, but on the other hand, if it's used for promoting stuff, and it's, first of all, kings, how that all works, you know, it has to be bloodline stuff. There's no beginning of that. What do you think, John Locke? I'm going to read a little bit just to the John Locke's Second Treatise of Government. I'm going to read. See, he wrote a First Treatise of Government too. Well, I'm going to read you the first, not the whole thing. I'm just going to read the contents of the book. I got to change my glasses. Hang on just a second. I got my glasses for looking at the computer, and I got glasses for reading. And I got a hearing aid for hearing. But anyway, here's the contents of this first Treatise of Government. Introduction. Okay, Chapter 2, of Paternal and Regal Power. Chapter 3, of Adam's Title to Sovereignty by Creation. Chapter 4, of Adam's Title to Sovereignty by Donation. Chapter 5, of Adam's Title to Sovereignty by the Subjection of Eve. Chapter 6, of Adam's Title to Sovereignty by Fatherhood. Chapter 7, of Fatherhood and Propriety Considered Together as Fountains of Sovereignty. Chapter 8, of the Conveyance of Adam's Sovereignty, Monarchical Power. Chapter 9, of Monarchy by Inheritance from Adam. Chapter 10, of the Heir to the Monarchical Power of Adam. And Chapter 11, Who Heir? Well, does that give you an idea of what he talked about and what he showed and what he proved? There is no such thing as a king. What the kings were saying in Europe was that they had some kind of direct descendancy from Adam, from the first man. There's no way on earth they could prove such a thing. And even then, John Locke and others, if you were to read Discourses of Government by Algernon Sidney, he even went into to more detail about the character of these kings throughout history, showing that most all of them were debauched, were just about the rudest and crudest immoral creatures ever. And it was the kingship that actually made them that way. It aided in their corruption. And that's what led Algernon Sidney to ultimately say that the monarchy is not even good for monarchs. Monarchy is harmful to the monarch. Yes, that's the end of all the research about the monarchy. It's harmful not only to everyone around them and to the nation they are over, but to the monarch himself or themselves. So that's what you got. Now, do they bother to tell you all that stuff? Our whole country was based on an antithesis of monarchy. That was one of our biggest things. Monarchy stinks. Monarchy is garbage and filth. That's America. That's America's answer to monarchy. It's unprovable. It has no authority. You can't prove it. There's no authority that moves from one to the other. There's no way of proving who the monarchy is or would be. It's all a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. There's no such thing as a bloodline back to anything. So, talk about, see, and what does this show again? We have a global news. I don't even hate to call it news. What have we been calling it? It's a mass media cartel, and it's worldwide. That's why you see the same. Why should Americans be seeing anything about this sack of monarchy? That's almost sounds good. A sack of, you've heard a sack of you know what? Now we could call it a sack of monarchy. Don't step on that sack of monarchy, man. Get that on your shoes. Well, I mean, why not? Well, our forefathers died to get out from under this stuff. And why is this even mildly amusing to anybody or mildly news? This isn't news. But the news media, this, and people are watching this, and they watch the horses and the parade, and my wife watched this stuff. And, you know, they're carting them around, and it's just a woman. That whole thing was just another woman. And all that hoot-to-too over that. Crazy. Crazy stuff, man. Well, anyway, I'm surprised I didn't have any callers today. Looks like everybody wanted to jump in on that, you know what? And so let me see. I got another. There's got another one on here. I want to. Oh, here's one. I should have spent more time on this one. Oh, okay, David, you did call in. How you doing, David?
Oh yes, hi Juan.
Yeah.
Juan, listen, I didn't call in to comment on what you're talking about, but there's something very, very disturbing, Juan. There's a talk show host, and I won't even mention his name because it's nothing personal, but there's a talk show host that's been pushing this false doctrine that Pontius Pilate, the Roman Pontius Pilate, sentenced Jesus Christ to death. And you're Kathleen, the Texas Colleen, confronted him about it. You know, Kathleen from Texas. I'll call it Kathleen, the Texas
Colleen.
Yeah,
I remember her. I've heard of her. Yeah.
Remember, we called in about a week or two ago about this issue. And Kathleen confronted him about it. Well, anyways, I called into a show a couple of days ago and everything, and I was just very methodically going to prove to him that it was Caiaphas, the high Jewish priest, Caiaphas, who passed the death sentence on Jesus.
That's
Pontius
right.
Pontius Pilate, and I know you know the scriptures, Juan, but when it came to him, he says, I won't have this righteous man's blood on me. I wash my hands of it. And he told
That's
the
right.
Jews, ye see to it. You see to it. I'm not going to have the, this is a righteous man. I'm not going to have his innocent blood on my hands. He says, ye see to it. Pontius Pilate never sentenced Jesus to death. It was Caiaphas. You can read about it in Matthew, what is it, towards the end there, Matthew 28. It was Caiaphas that, passed the death penalty onto Jesus. But I agree with you. Yeah. In other words, we don't stand a chance of winning this battle if we're still bogged down on the basics. on the basics. If somebody can't understand at this late date that it wasn't the Romans that killed Jesus, it was the Jews. They're the ones that passed the death penalty. I even pointed out to him, Ron, that initially when Jesus was arrested up in the Garden of Gethsemane, it wasn't even... first I started how Judas, I called him, hey, who did Judas betray Jesus to? And I found out how woefully ignorant they are of the scriptures. And they're talking, oh, Herod, no, I says he betrayed, Judas betrayed Jesus to the Jews.
That's right.
Not the Romans, the Jews.
That's right.
And I also pointed out when Jesus was arrested, Ron, and you'll know this because I know you're sharp on the scriptures. The soldiers that arrested Jesus up in the Garden of Gethsemane, they weren't even Roman soldiers. They were the temple guard.
That's correct.
The temple guard. Yes, they weren't Romans at all. It was the temple guard. But you can read that it was Caiaphas that passed the death penalty, but they couldn't execute him because they didn't have the authority to execute somebody. So they handed him over to Pilate. But Pilate wouldn't go along with the plot. I'm not going to have this righteous man's blood on me. I washed my hands of it. And he said, ye, in the King James, it says, ye see, no, see ye to it. See ye to it.
That's right. Didn't they even accept it? They said, yeah, you're right, and his blood will be on us and upon our children. That's what the Jews said themselves.
Absolutely, Ron. But it's just very disturbing. I pointed out that in a way, you know, the Roman army, the centurions and everything, were really Italians. They conquered many lands and everything. They were multi-ethnic in terms of the Roman Empire. But the Roman centurions themselves were chosen, racially chosen from Rome. So in a sense, this talk show host is saying, hey, everybody's had
David,
it all wrong. Listen to it.
We ran out of time, David. I thank you for calling, and call earlier next time. Good to see you. See you on Monday.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.